Mr. Dalit, those in the house will say chabur b'shvil shehi shomer. One is allowed to place a cooked dish into the bottom of a pit so that it will be guarded. He wants to put it in a dry, protected place. He's allowed to do so, and we're not concerned that he might come to level out the ground at the bottom of the pit so that his pot fits very nicely. We're not concerned that he'll do that because he doesn't really need perfectly straight ground to put down his cooked dish, and therefore it is permitted. Similarly, one can place a container of drinkable water baraim in bad, non-drinkable water so that the drinkable water stays cold. So if, for example, you've got bad, non-drinkable water, but it's very cold, and you don't want your good drinkable water to heat up, so you put it into a container of the non-drinkable water. So you've got a container inside of another container. That is also permitted. And it's also permitted to put a container of cold water into a container of hot water. We're discussing specifically hot water, which is in a kli sheni, a utensil which didn't come directly from the fire. Rather, after water was heated on a fire, it was poured into another utensil, another container. And there's a rule that a kli sheni, this second utensil, the water in there cannot cook other things, and therefore you are allowed to put a container of cold water into a kli sheni of hot water, and it's not considered as if the hot water is cooking the cold water. The point of the Mishnah is that we are not concerned that you might come to surround the water with ashes or other things which add heat to the cold water. That will be forbidden, but we're not concerned that you might come to do that. Says the Mishnah, Mishinoshu Kelav Aderech Bamayim, one whose clothes became soaked in water on his journey, and he's now soaking wet, Mahalich Bohen, he is still allowed to continue walking with those wet clothes on him, Ve'ein Cheshish, and he does not need to be concerned. Now, what exactly he doesn't need to be concerned about is a discussion. Either it means you don't need to be concerned that you might come to squeeze the water out of your clothes, which would be forbidden mid-Araisa, or you don't need to be concerned that people might suspect you of having washed your clothes on Shabbos. And although we're going to learn in the next Mishnah that if one has a towel, for example, which gets soaked in water, then he can't necessarily take it with him all the way. When it comes to clothes, because of a person's honor and dignity, the Chachomim did not require him to take off all his clothes in the middle of the street. However, they did say that Higia Lechotzer Achitzena, when he arrives at the outer courtyard of the city, the first courtyard which he gets to, Shotchon Bachama, he should spread them out in the sun, he should take them off and get new clothes to wear, so that people indeed do not suspect him of washing his clothes, and so that he does not come to squeezing the water out of his clothes. Avalei Kenegda On, but he cannot spread out these wet clothes opposite people, in a place where other people from the public domain can see the clothes there, because then people will think that he actually washed the clothes, and now that he's hanging them out to dry.